Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I've done something with this sermon that is not what you're supposed to do. I gave my father only the smallest of warnings that I would be talking about him tonight, and he happens to be here, so I suppose he can defend himself. But here's the deal. You know the hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling? You all know that hymn? You know, we know it well. We sing it here quite often. We sing, Love Divine, all loves excelling. And here he is. He's shaking his head. Because to him, that is the wrong music. That is the wrong tune to sing this hymn to. We should instead be singing, Love Divine, all loves excelling. And then everything's okay. And so every time we here at Epiphany sing this hymn, he says that's not how it's supposed to be. That's the wrong way to sing it. For the right way is how we sang it 60 years ago here at Epiphany. Obviously, the other way isn't wrong per se. But his version, by the way, the version we will sing tonight at some effort in the church office, that simply strikes a chord deep within him from his youth. And so it matters. It's not a big deal, but to him, it is the right way to sing this hymn. Of course, there are much bigger issues that we often get stuck on, and so it is easy to lose track of what really matters. Take these religious leaders that we have before us tonight, which those of you who attended worship on Sunday, you might recognize these religious leaders because they are much the same as what we heard on Sunday. They want to somehow prove Jesus wrong. They want to get under his skin. It seems that by Luke's recounting, they will go to great lengths to prove that he is wrong, to make him look the fool. After all, he is basically acting like a renegade religious leader. He did not go through the proper channels. He did not seek the same level and process of instruction as they went through, and he is getting to the people, their people. He's getting them riled up. I admit that I sort of delight in the response of Jesus tonight. He plays their game. Did you notice that in what we hear tonight? He plays their game, and better yet, he beats them at their own game. Isn't that the point? To win the argument? To get one up on your opponent? Is that the point of the message that we have heard tonight? To win the argument? Be like Jesus. If you're gonna fight, win. There may be Christians these days who take that exact lesson from this scripture. But how often have you got lost in an argument with a family member or a dear friend who was getting under your skin? All of a sudden, you find yourself arguing over something that does not matter. You've, in fact, lost track of what does matter. What matters is not whether you have stovetop or homemade stuffing at Thanksgiving dinner. What matters is the deep sense of loss because for the first time it is at a different home or someone important has died since you last gathered. And your grief is coming out sideways. And of course, we have all witnessed the political game played over the last month and a half of a government shutdown. Where it was more important for each side to win, to make sure the other side got blamed, than to actually work together at finding a real, lasting solution. How do we as individuals, as families, as the church, as a nation, get to the point, get back on track, refocus on what matters rather than on winning? In the words of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, God's people are reminded of their purpose, of what really matters. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. God gives them their mission. Though they lament their situation in exile, they are yet called to bless those who are struggling. Does the tune we sing, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling," really matter? Of course not. I see you shaking your head. But it does matter that we sing it together, that we honor one another's stories, and that we revel in joy of heaven to earth come down, that Jesus might faithfully bring forth justice among us and through us. We too easily get caught up in winning rather than loving. Find joy again in loving, in being a part of making things right, in your heart, in your home, and in the world. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.